welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 703. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 27 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week and play my favorite track from each. We start with one from Arson Class from Kansas City, Missouri. The song is called Rock and Roll, and it's on the band's new album, Expansion Plan, which came out July 10th, self-release, digital only for now, though there might be some CDs coming soon. This is the band's first album. They've had a couple of EPs and one single on the fantastic Too Much Rock Records. It is just like you hear there. It is straightforward, balls to the wall, punk rock and roll. If you enjoy that song, you can enjoy that album. Pick that one up. All right, more music. Here's one from the Hollywood Stars. It's called Will the Lights Go On Again?
Sunday drive. Now many will survive. Will the one kiss. As years went by, I realized you were the only one to fulfill your dreams that couldn't help no one. But it's too late to turn back now. And baby, I miss you somehow. Still I remember just one last kiss. And it goes
set there, and we ended off with Sylvain Sylvain and the song Just One Kiss. That was from the Syl Sylvain and the Teardrops album that came out in 1981, kind of his second solo record after leaving the New York Dolls. People did not like that record. They thought it lacked a lot of energy, nothing compared to the live show or his debut solo album. I do not have that album, but I'm looking for it. And if it's better than that, holy cow, because I really enjoy this one. I think it's got great energy. And then before that, we heard from the Baseball Project with the song The Voice of Baseball. That was on the band's fourth album, Grand Salami Time, that came out in 2023 on Omnivore Records. That band, of course, the supergroup of Mike Mills, Peter Buck, Steve Wynn, Scott Mahaffey, Linda Pittman. And they just came through town. I picked that up before the concert so I could make sure and know the songs. And boy, that's just a great album. There's three other ones. I don't have them. Those are on my list now, too. And then we started things off with the Hollywood Stars and the song Will the Lights Go On Again. That was from a little EP called Still Around that came out in 2023 with some help from Golden Robot Records. That's an interesting one. If you've been listening to the podcast, you kind of know I've been playing a lot of Hollywood Stars lately, talking about their early albums that didn't get released, their one that did, and then this new album that just came out. Well, this is before that new album, and this one features their original lead guitarist. And those songs kind of have that nice bite to him. He used to play in Blue Cheer and Steppenwolf. He's filled in a couple of other bands there, just a gutsy guy. But he left before the new album came out, splitting the band in two, even after kind of that reunion. Anyway, enough of that, and I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. All right, it's going to get a little noisy here. I got one from February. The song is called No Way. Thank you. usually try to give you a heads up. I'm not legally required to warn you before playing black metal on the Too Much Rock podcast, as evidenced from that track there by Forgotten Tomb from Piacenza in Italy. The song is called This Sickness Withered My Heart, and it's on the band's new album, Night Floating, that came out July 12th on Agonia Records. I'm not sure the band treads any new ground on this one, but I really like those screams. I really like those atmosphere. I think that album's a good one. Before that, we heard from Still Ill with the song Still Life. That's on the band's debut album, Rituals, which came out on July 4th. Self-released, digital only. Find that one on Bandcamp. Maybe someday that one will get a vinyl release, because I bet it sounds good. Post-hardcore band, they're doing a lot of screaming as well, but there's a lot of kind of nice, pretty nuances in there as well. And then we started that set off with February from Las Vegas. I played the song No Way from the band's self-titled album that came out April 20th of this year. Self-released, digital only. Find that one on Bandcamp, of course. That band a little more screamo, a little more unhinged, and a lot of fun, too. Anyway, we're out of time, so let's wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 703, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com, or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Let's see. So normally we talk about what's on the concert calendar for Kansas City and what's new on the website right now, but I can't do either because the website is down. I got somebody flying out to Chicago tonight, and I guess he took care of it. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this now. So I guess there's nothing left to do but play one more track. Let's do one from Shampoo from London. The song is called We Don't Care. It was originally a B-side released in 1994, though it's just been added to the band's first album, We Are Shampoo, on a new re-release that just came out on Cherry Red Records last month called Complete Shampoo. It includes all three of the band's albums with all of the singles and various comp tracks. This track here is a nice mission statement, and I think it's a lot of fun. I think you will too. So let's end things here with Shampoo and the song We Don't Care. Thank you.